we actually have Sam Panayotovich is in Las Vegas, and he's back in his hotel room. He's safe, but he's been there as this developing story about the active shooter in Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. We want to get Sam on here. Hey, Sam, welcome.
Hey, Nick. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I was on the Las Vegas Strip and Flamingo Road when the shooting took place, and immediately you saw, droves of people fleeing from the Mandalay Bay area, just trying to get as far away from the area as they could. The shots reportedly were fired from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay down toward the Harvest Festival, which is a country music festival that was on the ground. So the shots came from up, came down to the bottom. An automatic rifle is pretty simple to recognize, and that's what it was. Reports are multiple shooters right now, but everything is on lockdown. I'm in the hotel room. Like you said, I'm safe, but I've been able to watch cop cars converge from every direction toward the Mandalay Bay, north, south, east, and west. They're locking down the strip. Flights have been diverted away from McCarran Airport. Nobody's coming in, and they're not letting anybody in any of the lobbies. All the hotels are trying to clear everybody away from the lobbies. It's a pretty scary scene here, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're safe. Now, you said that are they reporting that there were multiple shooters?
That's the report right now. And the latest report here from Vegas, the news station is saying one suspect is down. I'm not sure what down means. I imagine that he's captured. I don't know if dead or alive. But we heard reports that there were shootings at the Mandalay Bay, at the Tropicana, at the New York, also at the Luxor. I can't confirm it here from a hotel room, but this sounds like it was a synchronized act, more than just one attacker, and that's what we're waiting for right now. Wait for confirmation. The mayor of Las Vegas, the police chief of Las Vegas, they're all expected to address the press within the hour. But for now, all we know is that there were multiple people shot. One of the hospitals has been filled up. We heard two dead. We've heard around 80 shot right now. And again, it's just full of sirens, cop cars everywhere. Lots of very, very upset and angry and scared people running around the streets here in Las Vegas.
Now, you were in Vegas. You were covering what, Sam?
I'm here for a football contest, actually. I did the morning show with Rick Pearson and Dean Richards this morning. I flew out here, landed about 4 o'clock, and we were heading back from dinner just to come back to our room, maybe go gamble, play some blackjack. But obviously that's out of the equation. The casinos aren't even taking bets right now here at the hotel that I'm at. So I'm here for a little bit of business, a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of fun. But this is not what I expected out here in the desert.
No. Okay. Well, we're glad that you're safe, Sam. Is Vic, did you have any questions for Sam while we have him on?
Well, we're hearing that the police response is focused near the Mandalay Bay. Sam, you're saying you're hearing that there were multiple locations. Can you expand on that at all, what you've heard so far or seen?
When we got back to the hotel, Vic, the valet guys and the people in the front desk were surrounded by policemen. There are policemen that have been dispatched, I believe, to every hotel in Vegas just to sort of provide a calming presence to the guests here in the hotels, and they were informing us that while the main attack was at Mandalay Bay at the Harvest Festival, that there have been reports across Vegas, well, whether they're confirmed or not, there have been reports that there are multiple shooters with automatic rifles running around Vegas. Like I said, the reports were Planet Hollywood was one, Mandalay Bay, the Luxor, Tropicana, and of course the Mandalay Bay, but they're just trying to be precautionary. They're shooing people out of the lobbies. Nobody is playing cards. Nobody's playing craps or roulette or anything. They are trying to shoot people either into their rooms or into the basements of these hotels and trying to get people as far away from public eye as possible.
Okay. All right. A lot of that, but we do want to say that that's unconfirmed, with the multiple shooters. This is unconfirmed, and we want to make sure people know that.
So, of course. But that's just what we were told by the policemen on the site.
So okay.
Just passing on word from word.
Okay.
Thanks, Sam.
Sam, how long did it take you to get back to your hotel room from where you were initially?
It took about 25 minutes. We were in a car. We were in a vehicle on the Strip and Flamingo Road. Everything was blocked off. And, in fact, there were several party buses that were sort of blocked off, too, because the cops had shut everything down that was going toward the Strip, toward Mandalay Bay. They blocked everything off. People were getting out of cabs and party buses and Ubers and just running down the expressways, running down the streets and running away. So we were probably about 3 minutes away from our hotel, but it took about 30 minutes just to get back in. And in fact, the car that we valeted down in the hotel lot was the last car that they actually valeted. They shut the valets down at our hotel just to try and keep people away.
All right, Sam, stay safe, man. And we appreciate you jumping in here and letting us know what's going on from that end. Okay.
If anything changes, I'll let you know.
Thanks. Yeah, please do. Thanks, Sam. There you go. Sam Panviatovich he's in Las Vegas right now. He's safe. He's in his hotel room. Some really scary stuff going on. And again, we don't know all the details. Some of the stuff has not been confirmed. When situations like this happen, people start reporting things, especially in the world of social media, you know. And Vic, you know this. I mean, people will go on Twitter and, you know, report things that aren't true or speculate on things or, you know, but until we get the solid, absolute, you know, facts, you know, we want you to know that some of this stuff has not been confirmed.
Right. And like Sam said, hopefully we'll get an update from the officials there soon.
Yeah. Okay. We're keeping an eye on what's happening in Vegas, and we are going to do the movie reviews. Why don't we take a quick break here? And does that sound good, Dan?
Yep.
All right. And then we'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up, and then we'll do the movie reviews and do our regular show. But we'll keep an eye on what's happening in Vegas and anything that develops, any single thing that that happens. We get news about what's happening and confirmation on certain things. But we'll keep keeping the details coming in. All right. We'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN.